Charlie Butler. Morning to you, Charlie.
Morning, Stephen.
Thanks for waiting for us. As I was saying, you lost three family members in the Shankill bombing.
Yes, I did.
What's your reaction to what you've been hearing this morning?
I think it's the usual rhetoric. You know, it's the ordinary people in the streets that, again, is being hurt and being neglected. You know, I agree with some things Alex Maskey said, but maybe on a different parody of what Alex is, of what Alex Maskey is actually saying. You know, every killing was wrong, but I agree with Alex. I mean, there was 9 innocent people killed on the Shankill that day. Now, that wasn't the first or the last. But we want to know who sent them out. We want to know who the driver was. We want to know who gave the orders. We're not getting them answers. And, Stephen, it's 20 years on, and as I keep saying, it's as raw as it was on that day. And when things like this keep coming up, it just brings everything back.
And I
agree with Theresa Villers. Everyone and everything needs to be looked at. But what I think our
Do you agree with her that there's too much attention on state forces? Rather than paramilitaries?
I don't really know, Stephen, but what I do know is there's not enough attention put onto the paramilitaries. Especially if I'm speaking for my family, that, as I say, yeah, there's still questions after 20 years we want to know. Who gave the orders? Who drove the car? You know, has these people got letters? You know, don't be worrying about it. And I think what Alex Maskey and some other parties need to recognise is there is a hierarchy of victims. Our Michelle was 7 years old. She didn't go out to murder people. She didn't take the conscious decision to go out and murder people. Thomas Bagley and Sean Kelly and other people behind them took that decision.
Well, you've just heard Alex Maskey advocate that Thomas Bagley, one of the bombers in the Shankill bomb, of course, was a victim too.
He couldn't have been a victim because he took a conscious decision what to do is to go out and kill men, women and children. How can he be a victim? I think it's totally disgusting for their names to be mentioned in the same sentence as any victims. Our families didn't go out to murder people that day. Our people went out to do their local shopping and try and live a normal life.
And yet,
and that was taken away from them.
It's why I was pushing Alex Maskey this morning. In that you know that the people he represents would be very, very passionate. And you heard Alex articulate it, that people like Thomas Bagley would not have been caught up in the Troubles but for the history of Northern Ireland, and therefore he is a victim too. Now, what does that do, those words and that sentiment, do to a family like you?
Stephen, I'm from a family of 14 from the Shankill Road that lived between the Shankill and Falls Road. Typical working-class Belfast family. My mother was killed and knocked down by a drunk driver in 1961 and left 14 kids. I was 7 and I wasn't the youngest. We didn't go out and want to blow people up. After what happened in the Shankill bomb, none of us took up the bomb to go out and bomb people and kill people. If we had done, we would have took that decision consciously.
So you're saying there has to be a hierarchy of victim?
There has to be a hierarchy. Of course there has to be a hierarchy. I think it's totally disgusting. And I discuss it with anybody, including Alex Maskey. I don't really want to talk to Sinn Féin until they recognise to my community that there is a hierarchy. Of course there's a hierarchy.
Charlie, thank you.